This is Evenings with Renee Grosch
on ABC Radio Sydney, New South Wales and Canberra.
Yes, this is Evenings with Renee Grosch, and thank you very much for being here and choosing the ABC. Let's talk about colour. How important is colour to you? Are you even aware of how it changes your mood or how it might lift your spirits, change your energy perhaps? The colour for 2025, next year, has been announced today by the Pantone Colour Institute in the US. They're forecasters, I guess, of global colour trends. And the colour for 2025 has been announced as Mocha Mousse. Mocha Mousse. What's that, you ask? And why does it matter? Let's find out from Imogen Lamport. She's a colour consultant and joins us now. Hello, Imogen.
Hi, Renee.
What do you make of Mocha Mousse? Is that the colour you would choose for 2025?
I am not surprised it was being chosen. It's rare that they would choose a neutral. They tend to choose more colourful colours as such. But given that this winter, if you had been walking around kind of the stores in a mall that you would see all over Australia, you would have been seeing a lot of different shades of brown. And what's interesting about fashion goes in cycles. So we've been through a long cycle where there has been no brown. And then this year, we've really started to embrace brown again, both in interiors as well as in clothing. And I noticed last, you know, the winter we've just gone through, lots and lots of different versions of brown in stores. So in a way, it makes sense.
Okay. So I looked up the colour for this year, for 2024,
yes,
by the same group, these international global colour forecasters.
Yes.
They say this year the colour of the year was peach fuzz, to be precise.
Yes. Yes. You know, what was interesting, we'd already been wearing it here. It was around before they even announced it, which is not uncommon because they're really looking at lots of different sources of, you know, colours and who's using different colours. And a lot of it's from the interiors industry as well as the fashion industry.
Okay.
So it's not just clothing, it's kind of everything.
Okay. So peach or that kind of soft pastel-y pinky orange,
yes,
look. And then the year before 2023, so last year, the colour of the year was magenta.
Magenta, yes. And the year before that, it was very peri, which was like a violet. So, you know, they do go through different trends, but we've seen a lot of kind of bluey violets, I suppose. We've seen some magenta, certainly with Barbie. You know, I think that's where that magenta and the pink really came in with,
right,
that Barbie movie. Pink had a big resurgence.
So that's a big change, isn't it? From
yes,
magenta to peach to now Mocha Mousse or brown.
Yes.
That's really kind of slowing things down, don't you think?
It is. And apparently it's around the whole quiet luxury trend where it's more understated, it's supposed to feel more warm and cozy, and that now we've gone through, you know, these few years of quite turbulent times as far as the COVID pandemic and all those things, that we want to kind of snuggle in with a nice, you know, mocha latte or, you know, hot chocolate.
I mean, curiously enough, tonight I am wearing a Mocha Mousse coloured top. Now, I didn't do that deliberately. It was just kind of before my eyes in the wardrobe, but there you go. I'm fashion forward. So tell me, why does it matter, Imogen? Like, why is it helpful to know what the global trend is? And how does colour even affect us?
Well, I mean, global trends matter probably a little bit less because I always think really wearing the colours that suit you is what makes the biggest difference. But what it can make us aware of is what colours we're likely to start seeing in stores. And I always tell my clients that what they want to look for when they're shopping is if this year is brown, so say there'll be lots of different browns out there. And as much as they kind of describe one colour as Mocha Mousse, we'll end up seeing a variety of different versions of brown and different shades and warmer ones and cooler ones, lots of different sorts. But what it means is this is a good year to go out and source whatever is your best brown, because there's going to be a lot of variety in store. So you're more likely to find a style as well as the colour that works for you. Versus some years, you know, if you have, you know, a mind to go out and buy brown, like 5 years ago, if you'd wanted to go out and buy something in Mocha Mousse, you wouldn't have found it for love nor money.
I love Imogen, that you're such a straight shooter and a straight talker. Even though you're a colour consultant, you are describing Mocha Mousse as being brown.
Yes. Oh, you know, we can give, you know, colours fancy names, and really in the end, we have to do that to describe the difference between this tiny shade different from, you know, mushroom, Mocha Mousse, camel, caramel, tan, you know, like, there's so many different ones, but really, they're all just somebody's job to make up a fancy name for it.
Well, thank you for your plain speak, because I love plain speak more than anybody. But let's talk about how colour sort of affects mood, because it does, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. So, I mean, there's been a lot of research into colour psychology, and there's some really fascinating studies out there. And so different colours affect us in different ways. So much of colour psychology actually comes from nature. So we don't realise it, but like the world over, blue is the world's favourite colour. Doesn't matter what country you go to, more people will say blue is their favourite colour over any other. Why is that? Because on a nice day, the sky is blue. So it makes us feel, you know, happy, safe, secure, trust me, you don't need an umbrella. This is why blue is, you know, such a great colour that so many people like, versus a big black thundercloud comes along, and how would you describe that? It's ominous. It's threatening. This is why baddies are dressed in the movies in black. You know, Darth Vader is wearing head to toe black, not for accident, but because it's seen as ominous and threatening. Mm. And so everything we're wearing is affecting how we're perceived, because so much of this is related to how we perceive different colours in nature and how they affect us. So when we think about a colour like red, you know, where do we see it in nature? It's like a ripe strawberry, a ripe tomato, which say, pick me and eat me now. Mm. Or it's blood. Do I have to take action? So what red actually does is it stimulates us and makes us do things. It's a passion colour. It's an exciting colour. It's not calming like green is.
Oh, okay. Green is calm. You know, I get that. But when you say brown, shades of brown, whether it's tan or latte or mocha, you say that makes us feel stylish, sophisticated.
Well, this year they're saying that this is a stylish version of brown, and it's part of this kind of quiet luxury trend, which is wearing neutrals and understated clothes to not look like they're expensive, logoed designer things. But, you know, brown, when we think about it, comes from the earth. It comes from, you know, tree trunks. It's steady, it's stable, it's reliable. It's also seen as earthy and non-judgmental. And in fact, psychologists have found that when they, you know, spoke to their patients whilst wearing brown, people opened up more to them. And so it makes people feel very calm and reassured, and they feel like that they can be more open. So, you know, I always tell my clients, if you want people to tell you the truth, wear some brown.
That's amazing. Tony on the text line says, I love colour in my clothes, but it's taken me 40 years for my Mocha Mousse coloured suit to finally be in fashion. I have a matching tie that's finally on colour trend. There you go, Tony. Dig it out.
What's fascinating too is that research shows that we remember a coloured experience 70% more easily than a neutral one. And so this is why wearing colour, it helps us be remembered. It helps you stand out. It also affects our moods. You know, I notice every time I wear my hot pink jacket, if I'm wandering around the stores, you know, the number of people who stop me and comment on how they enjoy that, we really, colour can bring joy to other people's lives. So, you know, rather than wearing neutrals all the time, it's always nice to add a bit of colour into your outfit.
Okay, so what is going to match Mocha Mousse? If you've got a Mocha Mousse outfit, what colour can you splash across it?
Lots of different colours will work. So it depends which version you have, whether it's a warmer, more, say, tanny caramel version or a cooler, more pinkish version. So with the warmer versions, you can go with things like olive green or a salmon or, a turquoise blue or yellows and oranges. They will all work. Versus if you've got the cooler, slightly more pinky version, I'd be going with things like a cooler pink, a soft violet, an emerald green even. Like, so many colours go with brown. People don't realise just how versatile brown is as a colour. It's a great backdrop. You think about nature. We have brown and we have every other colour surrounding it, and it looks great.
Yeah. No, you're right. One other thing. Getting your colours done. Now, we spoke about this last year. We were talking how younger people are following that 80s trend of, you know, colour me beautiful, the colour yes. wheel. I don't know if you remember, but I remember chatting you.
I do.
Chatting to you
I'm
about
old
it.
Enough.
And I think at the time you were at a conference overseas in Brazil, from memory.
In the Caribbean.
The
yes.
Caribbean, there you go. But what's come to light is that a number of young people have said to me, oh, we're going overseas now to get our colour analysis done. Is that a thing?
Yes. Well, it is, and it's because, look, the Korean, a lot of fashion trends are coming out of Korea, and the Koreans, I mean, they've just really revived colour analysis. Now, it's way more advanced than it was back in the 80s, because I grew up, you know, with old Colour Me Beautiful back in 1981 when that came out, and it was four seasons. Now we have multiple different palettes available to us. So it's much more kind of globally better, because the original seasons was very much a Caucasian-based system. You know, it was developed in North America and Northern Europe on very white people as such. And, you know, the world is a much more global place. So, you know, the seasons have gone out to about 12. I've actually developed a colour system that has 18 different palettes for every different sort of skin tone. And so, but what's interesting is the Koreans, they are now the epicenter of fashion. Like, a lot of the fashion people are going there and doing their fashion parades in Korea. And so the Koreans are really promoting colour analysis. It's huge on TikTok through the Koreans. So there's quite a lot of people who are going to get a Korean colour analysis. It's basically the same as any other colour analysis. But they've just been very good at marketing themselves.
That is fascinating. So South Korea is at the top of fashion in today's world.
It is. It's interesting. I was reading recently that a lot of the big fashion houses were actually going to put their shows on in Korea. And Korea's had a massive influence on the beauty industry as well. There's a lot of products coming out of Korea now that are considered to be, you know, very desirable by a lot of people.
Well, there you go. You learn something every day. Imogen, thank you so much. I know how busy you are. So thanks for your time tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks, Renee.
We're going to have to do something next year, Tash, with Imogen. You're just fantastic. We've learned so much. Imogen Lamport, colour consultants. There you go. If you want to be up with the trends, the colour for 2025, Mocha Mousse, or we'll just call it brown. This year it was peach fuzz, and last year was Viva Magenta. I can feel it's going in a certain vibe, isn't it? From magenta to peach, now to brown. Quiet luxury, says Imogen.